I'm Lee Brown. This is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Dr. Chow is with us today. And yes, he's a real life doctor. He's also a guru on Instagram who's not just talking, he's doing. And if you're curious about creative ways to be an investor, no matter what's happening in the economic market, this is the conversation you've been looking forward to. So tune in and enjoy. I'll see you on the other side.
You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. You'll be amazed at all these wild but true situations that others have found themselves in. Because on this show, you'll hear uncensored, unbelievable stories from the world of real estate. I'm Lee Brown. Let's dive right in.
Before you get the rest of the story, I'd love to share a quick message from today's sponsor. If you've never heard of Follow Up Boss, you're going to love it. And it's going to get you organized in a way that will actually impact your business for profitability and for better excellence with those you're serving. For more information, go to followupboss.com/crazy. Why don't you just start telling us a little bit about who you are, where you're located? Give us a little backstory.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually was from Charleston, South Carolina. I know you're in North Carolina.
We were basically neighbors.
Yes, yes. I live in Dallas now. Half the time I've been traveling a lot, but
I used to live in Grapevine. I think we have lived in the same geography.
Oh, wow. Wow. Small world. Yes, yes. Very nice to meet you finally. And I love your stuff. I've been listening to your stuff last few times here, and it's been an awesome podcast that you have.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're with us because you're doing some really cool things on Instagram, and I'm excited to figure out how you landed in this space. So what took you from Charleston to Dallas and to Instagram? And
yes, absolutely. So before that, I was actually born in Vietnam. So we came to America with absolutely nothing. When I was 10 years old, landed in Charleston because my uncle was there. We had no English, no connection except my uncle. So all four of us had to sleep in one bed, one mattress in North Charleston. It was one of the worst neighborhood ever. So we did everything that we can to survive, really. And my mom and dad had to work in the dry cleaners 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, cut, burn themselves all the time just to put food on the table and put me through school. And we thought that the way to get to financial freedom is to become a doctor, right? So we sacrificed everything for me to go through 8 years of school and graduated as a pharmacist. And I thought I really made it. I thought, like, I'm going to take care of my mom. Mom, don't worry about a thing, right? I'm going to really take care of you. My first year, I did good. I was the number one pharmacy of the year for a Fortune 10 company at that time. So, Wow. Yeah, it was really impressive. And I thought I made it. But then instead of getting that financial freedom, the money and the time off, I get more work to do, less help. They give me more KPIs because they know that I can handle it. So I really feel like that was fair. And I feel like I was being, taken advantage of. And I was like, this is more like corporate slavery in modern day. I mean, I thought we're done with that hundreds of years ago. But anyway, so I determined to find a way. And I went on to like all kinds of businesses from online, offline, drop shipping, opening my own Italian eyes, trying to do like network marketing, everything to get financial freedom, because my mom was actually diagnosed with cancer after I graduated. Oh, actually during school, actually. But anyway, so I was like, I got to make something happen because I don't know how long she have, right? So now I want to spend more time with her and have the money to take care of her, but I didn't have the money all the time. So what is that one business that does not require a lot of money and does not require a lot of time? So that business I found finally is corporate housing arbitrage, not just Airbnb vacation, but rent out to companies. You don't even have to own the property. You just leverage somebody else's property. It's called OPP, other people properties. And then you, right, I came up with that, by the way. Yeah. And then you just leverage that to rent out to companies. So the companies, they have the fund, they have the money, they take care of the property better. And that's how I was able to scale and got my financial freedom. And since then, I got my freedom about 4 years ago, and I helped hundreds of people along the way. I have a followers of 250,000 followers combined social media, and get to do cool things with all these multi-billionaires in the background here. So yeah, I was very grateful for being here, immigrant to a multi-millionaire story. So yeah.
So I mean, I've been to Vietnam, and it's an amazing country, but holy smokes, there is a different personality between the North Vietnam side and the old Saigon side, because they sure don't want to be called Ho Chi Minh City.
Right. Wow. I'm very impressed that you actually traveled to my country.
Oh, it was one of the best. I got to go teach real estate over there, and they had had additional real estate classes. And I was so impressed because the Vietnamese students were, the room was full and they were ready to learn. And it makes me a little bit aggravated because we have so much available here in America, and so many Americans won't even take advantage of it because they're lazy or entitled, frankly, I think is what it boils down to. I can make a lot of other excuses, but the work ethic is just delightful. In fact, a lot of them are my friends now on Facebook and Instagram. We've talked since I taught over there. And amazing part was that translator who had to translate for me got his work cut out for him, for sure. But looking at your story, obviously, when you're thinking about doing anything in real estate, the scariest part is getting started because it feels really big and it feels like you're in a really competitive space. And the truth is, it is big and it is a competitive space. So talk to us about the first time you got involved and how you found your education and what helped you get over that hump.
Yes, absolutely. So I actually started a long time ago when I was like 22, like 15 years ago. And I went to all the seminars, right? Because I was just a little young guy, 22 years old, I'm going to figure it out, right? So I fly all over the U.S., learn from storage units, multifamily, to flipping, to billboards, to everything. However, I didn't have any money, you know, to do anything. So, and I was so naive that I can just go out and make it happen. But anyway, so fast forward until I was determined to make it happen with this business, because it doesn't require a lot of money with this business that I do, because all you got to do is rent out somebody else's property. So you just rent it out for like a couple thousand bucks, right? And then come up with a deposit, furnish it, and then you make money basically like pretty much right away. So that's when I started like 7 years ago with the whole Airbnb. That's when Airbnb just got started. So, and back then I rent the home on my name, like apartments actually. And I didn't even tell them that I was doing it. I don't recommend that at all, right? So we got a much better system in place now. But basically I've done all kinds of mistakes you can think of. I shut down more than 10 Airbnbs. Opening up, closing down, opening up, closing down, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just doing trial and error. And back then, there was nobody teaching this because it was brand new too. So now there's a lot of gurus out there, right? So you can learn from a few people. But then I figured out that corporate housing is much better because it's rented out to companies. They stay longer. So my stay is average 2-3 months instead of 2-3 nights. 10 times less management, 10 times less the headache, and they will take care of the property. And guess how many evictions I got over 7 years of corporate housing?
I'm going to guess none.
Exactly, zero, right? And that's phenomenal in any landlord industry, right? I did long-term rental, I did short-term rental, all that. I had eviction for all of them, right? Except for when I rent out to companies. So when I say company, it's more like any kind of company with insurance, with constructions. Oh, insurance is great. Like, you know, hurricane, hail, damage, all of that. Right. Families need a place to stay and insurance pay very well. And then there's a whole like, you know, medical professionals as well, relocation. So that's what I mean. But yeah, that's really changed my life and really give me the stability, stable, predictable cash flow.
Well, and I guess if you're the person who likes to be creative, bringing solutions, it's always changing too, because all the travel nursing that started during COVID, or yes, even where the natural disasters hit. So with all those tornadoes that just hit in Louisiana, I would imagine you're looking for places to set up now to be responsive to that, because the public sector is never going to be as responsive as the private sector. And these are a great solution too. And I always got to remind my viewers and listeners of that, when you're hearing about a chance to make money, it's not always just about the money, because this is bringing a solution as well. And if you've ever been in an area that's been hit with a natural disaster, you will realize how critical this option is, because your regular Holiday Inn is not where somebody can feasibly stay for 3 months, and it might work, but there are so many better ways to do it that are cost effective for the company and comfortable for the person who's got to stay there, but also profitable for the investor. And so I'm curious what pitfalls you ran into, because I'm sure the rules and regulations in the years you've been doing this have changed dramatically. And in real estate, we're always fighting new rules on short-term rentals just because neighbors don't always understand. So give us some of the things you've encountered and what you look for now when you're putting a property together.
Yes, you hit it right on the head. Regulation is one of the biggest thing out there, right? And that's why I do minimum 30 days, 30 nights stay. So I take a lot of that regulation. So I've seen the train wreck coming years ago. And thank God I did, because I can see like the regulation, the hotel lobby is keep on tightening everywhere. And thank God I shifted mostly into corporate housing. So minimum 30 nights stay. So there's a lot less regulation. And on top of that, a lot of tax exempt, you know, in a lot of places, because if your stay is over 30 days, then you don't have to pay short-term tax.
Oh.
Short-term is anything less than 30 days, okay? So I came up with the term is midterm. It's 1 month to 6 months, okay?
Right.
It's midterm. It's not really long-term. Long-term, 6 months or longer. But yeah, that's where really the sweet spot is, right? And then vacation rental, COVID destroyed vacation rental industry. My friend has like hundreds of property. They shut it all down during COVID. It took them years to build it up. But now, you know, we help them to build up to 35 properties now. And they're making, you know, as much 120 property vacation before. So they're doing well now. But yeah, I mean, that's how we escape a lot of the regulations.
Have you ever gone driving past a house that you sold and saw somebody else's sign in the yard? That's the moment where, as a realtor, you totally throw open your mouth a little bit, because you know the reason they use somebody else is probably that you didn't follow up enough. So what are you to do? You're very busy. That's what we have for you here. Check out followupboss.com/crazy, where you'll get a 30-day free trial of the program that top producers use to get themselves more organized. The best part is it plugs into over 250 different programs to give you ideas and timeframes for follow up with people that want to support your business if they could just remember your name. So if you want to avoid that sick feeling in the bottom of your stomach when you lost business that you should have had, go to followupboss.com/crazy and check it out for a free trial. You'll want to sign up and be like all the top producers in town and frankly, just stop losing business. Your clients need you. They just got to remember you. Go to followupboss.com/crazy.
Back to that adage on real estate that it's the location that matters more than anything. And we saw that particularly during COVID. If you had a property in Florida, that would still be occupied nonstop. But if you had a property in California, the government authorities were not going to allow anything. And so it becomes really important, not just that you're looking at the financials on a property, but you're looking at the regulatory environment. And in fact, you better be watching what's being proposed in city councils and county commissions that hasn't hit yet. So as you've grown your business and as you're advising people, what's the best way for the average investor to figure out how to stay involved in this? Because it is a changing environment and we all have limited hours in the day. What's your secret sauce for finding out the inside scoop?
Yeah, the best way to be a part of a mastermind, a higher level mastermind, where they are serious entrepreneurs and everybody is more like a family and got each other back. And you got people on the cutting edge of the industry, whatever it is, right? And I constantly, to this day, go to constant mastermind. I'm here right here about to go to Grant Cardone, you know, 10X community is a billionaire. And I was just with Tony Robbins, Russell Brunson, Richard Branson, all of those people, because I was constantly learning and growing, seeing what's out there. We're about to hit one of the biggest recession out there in this coming year. I'm glad you said that.
I feel like I'm the only one saying that, because people keep getting blurred by the mainstream media, which is telling them lies right now.
Yes, we are actually in the recession already.
We're in a bear market right now. We're in a bear market rally at the moment, but it won't last forever.
Exactly. So you want to prepare for it. It's the greatest opportunity about time. However, if you are not prepared for it, then it's going to be the worst time, right? So it could be the best or the worst time. And now is the time to get the right education, get the right mentors, get the right in the right room. You know, I want to be the smallest room. I was just finishing the Cabo Mastermind. The average business in there does about 10 to 50 million a year, right? So that's where you want to be. That's a guy who done like 120 million. There's a couple billionaires in the room. So anyway, that's how I, you know, that's basically who you hang around with, who you listen to, who's your mentor. Those are definitely the most important thing. And listen to our podcasts. So
obviously they'll want to listen to your podcast, and we'll have all the information in the show notes for this episode. If you're listening and unable to write it down, don't worry, we'll have all of that. So a question for you, when you were getting started on your educational journey, you already said you were out there learning, didn't have any money, couldn't really play, but you're out there with the guys doing things. And even now you're masterminding with people that are doing more than you're doing. How do you overcome that sense of inferiority that people can get when they're in a room of highly successful people and they feel like they're just not on that level? What is your secret advice for people to feel like they can belong and learn?
Yes, one of my top secrets is Brahming in the morning every day. And you look up Tony Robbins, I'm a Tony Robbins landing partner, Brahming 15 minutes, basically three things you're grateful for, three things you visualize and what your future you're going to be, and three things you're going to like pray for somebody else. So when you keep on doing that, you realize that I can contribute, I am grateful, and I can visualize wherever I want to be. We already have everything inside us. We are created equal by God. So anyway, so that's, if you have come up with that, then everything else will be good. And then you keep doing that day in and day out. And then you do your incantations, not just affirmations. I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, but my face is not happy, right? Incantation is embody your whole body. Like, I am wonderful. I am amazing. Right before this call, I constantly do it to myself. I am the greatest speaker. Yeah, I am the great. I'm going to transform lives. You know, so those really conditioning yourself to become an athlete. This is a 24/7 athlete competition right here. And not just competition, but this is for yourself. You're only competing with your best self. But anyway, a lot of it is mindset. 80% of success is mindset. So, and that's why I constantly challenging myself, constantly, you know, leveling up, hanging out with billionaires and learn the way they think, the way they act, the way they carry themselves.
Yes. And that's especially important going into a changing economy, because if you're listening to this and watching this, you're obviously willing to do something. Your competitors are not. They are sitting back, waiting and watching. And a lot of times the people who sit back and wait miss opportunities because they're not willing to go right into the storm. Now, as you look at corporate housing and your 1 to 6 month midterm strategy going into a changing economy, what is it that tells you this is the strategy to have that will help you come out of this recession stronger? Why corporate housing?
Yes, absolutely. So we all know long-term rental, there's no cash flow, right? If you think there's cash flow, you're fooling yourself.
Okay? I mean, I love mine, but I'm changing them up for multifamily right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm in the multifamily space as well. We're closing on a 392 unit deal outside of Houston right now. So basically, I love multifamily. It's great, right? What I'm doing is integrating the corporate housing into the multifamily. So I'm going to convert about 5 to 10%. That's it. No more to corporate housing, right? So that will value add like millions of dollars into the back end. Right. So that is the one of the biggest strategy that is hidden that not a lot of people are doing. That is a goldmine right now. Right.
That's brilliant.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the play. That's my play for 2023, right? Of course, for the people that still want to get that financial freedom, definitely arbitrage, leveraging somebody else's property you don't have to own. For one property that you like flip or rehab, you can do 10 arbitrage. What I mean by that, you rent a home, you furnish it, and then you sublet it out. That's it. So it's only cost you first month rent, first month deposit, and maybe furniture. You can even rent the furniture. So you can make anywhere from 200% to 400% return on your money, right? Which is the most important thing. Disclaimer, I'm not tax attorney. I'm not tax accountant and all that. It's not legal advice, right? So get that out of the way.
All right, check your area. Every area is different. We don't know where you're located. Yes. Please follow all the rules.
Yes. Well, on average, what we see with our students is they can do that within months. And I have helped like stay-at-home moms even like do it within months, making six-figure income now. Okay, truck driver making six-figure income, double his income, right? And this, you know, you don't have to have a PhD in anything to do this. You just gotta find the right person that has what you need, follow the blueprint, and then just scaling it out. Now, back to your question is that, so that's long-term rental. That short-term rental, you know, short-term rental is regulations, right? You got killed by that. You got killed by there's a lot of headaches, you know, in and out all the time. And who wants to deal with that, right? I don't. So midterm is the answer right now, 1 month to 6 months. Okay. Corporate housing. Why? Because companies has money. Who got my money? Who got the resources? You know, follow the whales and you're going to get fed, right? These are whales right here. These are giants, companies. They are insurance. They have the funds. If there's damages in the house, they're going to pay you. They're not going to, you know, just ditch you, right? They have their reputation. And then the employees, then they don't want to lose their jobs. So they're not going to mess up your house anyway, right? So everybody is a win-win-win for everybody. So anyway, you want to arbitrage somebody else's property, get 10 properties, make 20K a month. You get your freedom. You can do more. You can follow your passion. And then you can get ready to pick up some gems during this recession. So that's the plan.
In the years that you've been doing this, my audience loves to hear a crazy story. And I know that right now they all want to go follow all your stuff and take your classes and learn how to do it. But give them a good story. What's the craziest thing you've seen in dealing with properties, good, bad, or indifferent? What was the story that you tell every time you get a chance?
Do you want a good story or like something bad happened? Or
whichever one you would tell to an audience to make them say, whoa, because we know that the picture the mainstream media paints and the picture that we see on TV is not what real estate ever really looks like. So I like the stories of the real side of real estate, good or bad.
Yeah. I mean, a lot. So basically, if you're looking at long-term rental, I attended long-term rental before, right? So I thought I made it. I was making $100 a month per home, right? But then after they move out, there's like, you know, I got to go in and then everything is just messed up. I had to like redo everything. It cost me like $10,000, $20,000 to $15,000, right? And some of them like squat for months before I can even kick them out. Right. And I had to cover all of that and get the police involved and everything. So that was fun. Right. And then, vacation rental is another story is with, because they party, right? They have party. They go and drinks and smoke and just bring like 100 people over, you know, who knows, because they're on vacation and they do events. So that was a mess too. Oh, there's one funny story, but I don't want to scare people. But anyway, basically it's just a mess. Basically, I only want to deal with professionals, right? And companies, because these people, they have the funds and the people, they don't want to lose their job. So they're going to take care of the property and they're going to behave and they're going to just go to work and they go home. They just need a place to rest. And that's it. So I want to keep it simple. I don't want a drama, right? And just have a good, predictable income.
Exactly. All right. So if my audience wants to come hear more from you, learn about what you're offering, get the secrets and the courses, how do they find you?
Yeah. So you can go to, first of all, you can follow me at Dr. Chow B&B. So it's in the background here, D-R-C-H-A-U.
Grab the QR code, people. If you're watching the video, if you're on your audio, that's okay. We'll have all this in the show notes.
Yes. And you can also go to beyondbnbsecrets.com. So you can get our framework and also our free live training on how to do this properly the right way the first time. So that way you can get that cash flow. So get the cash flow first, get your financial freedom first, and then you can, you know, do the cool things like invest multifamily for long term and all of that. Focus on it.
Yes. That's how you get the 372 units outside of Houston where you can control a certain percentage to do something different with them.
Yes, exactly. But really focus on your freedom first, because once you have your time freedom, then you can just, you know, a lot of things will pop up, a lot of opportunities you can actually take care of. And then you take care of your family, of course.
Well, Dr. Chow, thank you so much for coming on the show and giving us a little perspective on different ways to approach the investor game in a really smart and creative way that will help you be financially free no matter what the markets are doing.
Awesome. Can I close with a quick 1 minute story about
please do.
Our family? Yeah. So I was telling my story about my mom having cancer and all that, right? So I want to let everybody know that this business has provided for our family and for the time and the money to take care of her. And now she's been 12 years cancer thriver now.
Mom.
Yeah, it's very grateful for that. So I just want everybody to know that you want to picture that day, right? Picture a day where, you know, I took her to her dream vacation, okay? Overlooking the beach on the resort with my dad. We were having like professional photographer to take pictures for us, right? Overlooking the sunset. And she had tears in her eyes. She said, thank you, son, so much. I appreciate you. Thank you for going with your gut and not listening to me, because she was against it in the beginning and she was kicking and yelling. But anyway, so picture that day for you and your family, right? And she said, look at me straight in the eyes. Said, son, I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. Thank you for doing this for retire me, my dad, and my husband. And we're living our dream home and life is amazing right now. So picture that day for you. You know, now is your time, guys. Now is really your time to shine and picture that day and never let that go. Never give up, especially going through this winter season right now. I want to really share this message that you can make it happen if you just keep on picturing your beautiful dream and keep that alive and do whatever it takes. So God bless. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
And especially if you're picturing somebody else's outcome, I got to say, I think it's more powerful that you were envisioning mom's outcome than if you were just doing something for yourself. That's a whole next level thing. Goes back to gratitude and praying for somebody else. That it's a game changer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that story. And mom, when you watch this episode, you did well. You raised a good kid. He got his doctor after all. He still did the pharmacy, but you get both the financial freedom and the doctor degree. So everybody's happy.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. God
bless. All right, guys. If you enjoyed something from Dr. Chow, drop it in the comments. Give him a thumbs up. And most importantly, come back and see us and we'll catch you next time.
Okay. Now, don't forget to go try Follow-Up Boss so that your business can continue to expand in professionalism and then you can meet some more crazy people yourself. I really appreciate Follow-Up Boss sponsoring this episode, but mainly I appreciate them for giving y'all double the free trial time with no credit card required. So make sure you go to followupboss.com/crazy and then let me know what you think. I'll see you guys next time.
As always, I'm so super thrilled that you joined in for more crazy shit. And if you're a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular human being who happens to have an unbelievable story that you need to tell the world about, or frankly, you just need to one up the story you just heard, then make sure to DM me on Instagram at Lee Thomas Brown or tweet me at Lee Brown or frankly, any social network where you hang out. I'm there. And if you had some fun, then you totally want to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.